Martina.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
What drives you mad about misused words or phrases?
Everybody starting every sentence with "so."
Oh, me
or,
too.
Yeah. Basically, or you ask somebody a question and they go, "Well, basically," or but it's the "so." I don't understand where it came from or why it happens.
And it's a trend that starts on short vids on social. And then it takes off and everybody like uses it. Like you say about the word basically, Mick says the most abused word in the English language is basically. It tells the other person that they haven't the intellect to understand you and you have to simplify the topic. So they say basically, and then they go on to, in some people's eyes, it's called mansplaining, you know, which I don't agree with, incidentally.
Dangerous. Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah. The other thing is, why is everybody talking with this sort of Yankee-fied accent? I witnessed a large group of secondary school kids recently, and all of them were wearing North Face puffer jackets, and they were all talking in this sort of Americanized accent, and all the vocal fry in the, you know, the vocal fry.
What's that?
What that is? That's where it's kind of like.
Do that. Go on.
Okay, so I was out for the weekend, and this is crazy. You know, this kind of thing. Where
Do more of it.
I'm actually losing my nerve now because I'm on the radio. But it's this kind of growling noise where it's not the person's real voice.
They growl, yeah. It's kind of this guttural.
Like, oh my God, you know, and it's like.
Girls do that, you know. What? Why?
Yeah, when I was in national school, we were sent for elocution lessons. And, you know, you learned pronunciation and you learned how to speak properly and not lose your Irish accent, you know. I think people had a bit of a inferiority complex about the Irish accent years ago, you know. But now the Irish accent is very cool. I can't understand why people then would go off and they're like talking to each other like this. Yeah. And I thought, my God.
That's right. I saw one of those video shorts on Instagram, right? This guy goes into this coffee shop. Can we find this? I mean, it's on there somewhere. And he's queuing and he's totally fed up with the world and all the people around him. And he goes up to the counter and he orders a coffee. He says, can I have a... let's say he was having a cappuccino, and she said a cappuccino, and he
on a cappuccino,
and she was putting the name on the what's your name?
Oh and God!
So he starts mocking her, right? He starts talking back to her the way that she's talking to him. She said, listen, in fairness, I'm sure she loved a girl, she's 20-something. But she was totally affected in the accent. So he starts doing her accent back at her. And she gets the hump in her cry. Why are you saying that to me? And it goes back and forth for about 30 seconds. And then just as he's leaving, I'd love to find the audio because I'm not doing it justice. She shouts after him that he's a rude person in her real voice. And he turns around and he said, see, I told you could do it. I told you could do it. As in, speak bloody properly.
Know. You just have to break the spell and, you know, just say, look, I struggle with the whole, I've gone completely local, Neil. I can't cope with any sort of anything outside my own little area. You know, I'm surrounded by lovely people with lovely West Cork accents.
Absolutely. You become less tolerant of it. Real people. It's like, I remember some years back when I first heard, but I'm not down on school kids. I'm not for a moment now, or anybody for that matter. But there was a bunch of girls, and I don't know where it was. It might have been somewhere in Dublin. They were all talking. They were in school uniforms and whatever. But they were all talking in American accents. Mm. And I remember thinking to myself, they obviously are the daughters of Americans who are here working in Apple. Or maybe in pharma companies or that are over from the, and Cork is the headquarters of American companies and they're American children. Yeah. I actually thought that at the beginning. Penny was soon to drop that they're actually Cork people watching way too many YouTube shorts. Do you know what I mean?
Everyone gets infected then with the, you know.
Well, I'll do it again before I leave you. Go on, give me another line.
okay, Neil, I'm just going to head up there now, and I got to go and get the groceries.
Thanks, Martina. See you later.